Thanks for your prayer for Love Sonata.
That was the
just full of blessing, you know, the hall we rent. It's called the Kosei Nenkin Kaikan. This is the biggest hall. Its capacity is over 2,000. The room is packed, and many non-Christians came, and the people who came for this meeting, I think, I don't know how many, but half of them, or one-third of them are non-Christians, so they heard the gospel at that meeting first time. I hope they could understand, and especially their heart were touched by love of God, because the meeting is called Love Sonata, you know. So, and thank you for prayer of Setouchi Church. The big present from the church who supported actually ran the Love Sonata, it's called Onuri Church, gave a big cross is how can I say diode is a light, so it's like a lightning cross, you know, so you can see in the dark. It was on the roof of Setouchi Church already.
Wow.
Yeah. About 3 weeks ago, the pastor of one of the Onuri Church came, visited Setouchi Church. I went there with him, and he asked, what do you want? And Pastor Ochi said, we need cross and sign. And 2 weeks after, they wrote the cross.
Wow.
Koreans are great, you know. We thought it takes about a couple months at least, you know. But they brought it, you know. And maybe 3 or 4 days before they brought the cross, they sent the design and asked us to make the base, the foundation, to put the cross on. So Pastor Ochi asked the carpenter to put the base on the roof. So the carpenters built the foundation, the base, on the roof the day before they brought to they brought the cross, you know. And it was great. Thank you. And also about 40 members visited Onuri Church, and they had a good meeting, and they passed out the flyers around the church. It's a blessing, such a blessing. This afternoon, I'd like to read Mark chapter 2. From verse 13 to 26. Chapter 2, verse 13 to 26. Once again, Jesus went out beside the lake. A large crowd came to him, and he began to teach them. As he walked along, he saw Levi, son of... How can you read it?
Alphaeus,
sitting at the tax collector's booth. Follow me, Jesus told him, and Levi got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and the tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. Some people came and asked Jesus, "How is it that John's disciples and disciples of Pharisees are fasting, but yours are not?" Jesus answered, "How can the guests of the bridegroom fast while he is with them? They can, so long as they have him with them. But the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and on that day they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the new piece will pull away from the old, making the tear worse. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. No, he pours new wine into new wineskins." On Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and the disciples walked along. They began to pick some heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He answered, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need? In the day of Abiathar, the high priest, he entered the house of God and ate the consecrated bread, which is lawful only for priests to eat. And he also gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for men, not for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.'" Today I'd like to share that how Jesus changed our world. How Jesus changed our world. I read the three small stories. The Gospel of Mark is like a patchwork. He put the small stories together, but putting the small stories with some reasons. So the three stories I read has the same theme. That is Jesus changed something, someone, or some world into some different. Like the first story, the tax collector Levi, he was sitting on the tax collector booth, but Jesus called him. Jesus just said, "Follow me." And Levi got up and followed him. Just one call: "Follow me. This is my dream." I walk along the street of Hiroshima, and somebody is sitting on the street, just say, "Follow me," and got up and followed Jesus. Is that great?
Yeah. Huh?
Would never happen? But why Levi got up and followed Jesus? What do you think? Why? Because he wanted. I think that's the only reason. He was a tax collector, but he wants to change. He was waiting for the call of Jesus. But if Jesus did not say anything to him, he was just sitting there. Because he could not get up by himself. But Jesus knew that. Then he called him. Just one word, follow me. Jesus did not ask to the disciples, train him first, then allow him to follow me. Jesus did not give him any conditions. If you threw out your dirty job, if you threw out your dirty money, then follow me. No, Jesus didn't say so. He just said, follow me. No conditions, no training, no teaching. Great. Now, even that, Jesus went to his house and having a party. Not only Levi, but also his friends, tax collectors, and other sinners. Wow. The people, these called sinners, like doing some dirty jobs, or prostitutes, or the some are mixed blood, and some are pig. How can I say? Farmer, you know, doing some dirty jobs. But Jesus said, "Yes, come on." So the people who are called sinners, they were changed. You know, their status was changed because Jesus was there. They were despised, they were far away from God, but because Jesus was there, the relation between God and the sinners were changed. Before Jesus came, before Jesus invited them, they are just sinners. They were out of the kingdom of God. But because Jesus came as the king of the kingdom of God, Jesus invited them into the God of the kingdom of God. And the Pharisees asked, "Hey, why does he eat with the tax collectors and sinners? Why your master? Why Jesus eat with tax collectors?" They could not understand. They could not understand why Jesus is a rabbi and he has to do with holy people, clean people. But Jesus invited the tax collector, and he invited other tax collectors and having dinner with them. They cannot understand because they did not know Jesus changed the world. They did not know Jesus is the king of new world. The next story is the John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. But some people came and asked Jesus, "How is it that John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees are fasting, but yours are not? Why even John's disciples are fasting? Of course we, Pharisees, are fasting. Why your disciples are not fasting? They're just eating and drinking, having party every night with sinners." And Jesus said, "Because there was bridegroom. Because they're now in the midst of feast time. This is the time of feast. Because the Prince of God is here. Because Jesus is here, the meaning of time, the meaning of age was changed. Before Jesus came, the time at the first century, the people, the Jews especially, they're thinking this is the time of fasting because they were ruled by the Romans. So they thought we're in the like a time of winter. We have to be righteous to God, and we have to do fasting every Thursday or every Friday, as many as we could, and we show the repentance to God, then God will bring us a new kingdom. Then God will send the king to beat the Romans. That's why they have a fasting. But Jesus said, no, I'm here. You don't need to fast anymore. Because the new world is here. God is here not to fight against the seen empire, seen somebody who can see, like a Romans. God is now not to beat the worldly enemies, but to beat the spiritual enemy. And the one who beats the spiritual enemy is here. So this is the time of feast. So you don't need not to feed the fast. So when the Jesus was there, the meaning of age was changed. And Jesus said, you have to pour the new wine into new wineskins. So the new wineskin means many things, but one of the meaning is a new world. This is a new world came. So you have to change your mind. You have to change your thinking. Everything has been changed. So if you have changed your mind, you cannot receive the new grace of God, new grace, the blessings from God. Because you're seeing, like Jesus said, you're seeing the Prince of God. You're seeing the Messiah you are expected. But you didn't understand. So you're still in the old wineskin. You cannot change, you're not ready to change yourself. So you are waiting that God will send the king, the Messiah, to beat the Romans. God did not think so. So they have to change their idea, the idea of world. The third story is on Sabbath day. Jesus and disciples were going through the grain field. Why they went into the grain field? Because they are hungry. But the problem was the disciples are picking some heads of grain because they're hungry, and it was Sabbath. So on the Sabbath, they were not supposed to work. So the Pharisees think they're working. Now they're just picking the head of grain. But the stone-headed Pharisees, they're breaking the law. But Jesus said, have you ever read the Old Testament? Even David broke the law. Even David ate the consecrated bread because he was hungry, and he gave it to the others. So the Pharisees, you did not understand the meaning of the law. And Jesus said, Sabbath made for man, not for man for the Sabbath. Jesus changed the meaning of the law. So if Jesus is there, Levi was changed, and the relation between the human beings and God was changed, And Jesus was there, the meaning of time is changed. If Jesus is there, the meaning of law is changed. So please imagine that if these three stories without Jesus, what happens? Tax collector sitting and collecting taxes. That's all. Now the sinners, their friends, they're just isolated. They do not have any fun time with Jesus. If Jesus was not there, people are fasting. They are just thinking, this is the time of in the perseverance. You know? So we have to show our repentance. We have to show our sincerity to God. So they did fast, not for God, but to show, you know, their attitude toward God. That's why the Pharisees blamed Jesus. Your disciples have to fast too, because this is the time to show our repentance to God. But Jesus said, no. You're misunderstanding. Because Jesus was there, the meaning of the time is different. And time, the world has been changed after Jesus came. Right? And Jesus, because Jesus is there, even the meaning of Sabbath was changed. Meaning of the law has been changed. So, please put these stories into your life. This is not the story just happened 2,000 years ago. These stories happened to you. If God is in your life, if Jesus is in your life, if Jesus is walking right in front of you, and if Jesus called you, your life will be changed. If you answer His call, if you get up and follow Him, everything is changed. But not only yourself, but also your family, your friends, your sinner friends, like me. If you accept Jesus as your master of feast, what will happen? Well, joy will flow. Not just your life, but the joy will flow over it. The people who will come close to you, come close to Jesus, and they will be filled with joy if Jesus was there. And if Jesus is there, the relationship between you and God is changed. You are not sinner, you are not isolated, you are not alone anymore. If Jesus is there, the meaning of your time is changed. Maybe you feel your time is what? Winter? You feel, oh, this is a time of endurance. This is a bad time. This is not a good time. But if Jesus is there, your time, the meaning of time is different. You have to change your mind, wineskin. In order to receive Jesus, you have to change yourself. You have to be ready yourself. You can accept Jesus as an old man, as an old wineskin. Because Jesus exploded in your heart. Jesus will change yourself dramatically. So, in order to receive Jesus in your life, you have to be ready. Otherwise, you're going to be surprised. You know, just, oh wow, Jesus, what happened in our life? And if Jesus is there, if Jesus is in your life, the law of your life is changed. You have your own law. You have your own rules. I have to do this, do that. I should not do this. I'm not supposed to do this. And like, you know, we have our own laws. But if Jesus is in our lives, our laws will be different. Some laws, we think this is important. Maybe if except Jesus, these laws are not important. Why I have to keep that law so strictly? Will we change? The important thing is, what is the, or who is the main person of these stories? You? No. Jesus. Jesus changed you. Changes you. Jesus will change you. Jesus has been changed me. But if we are not ready, if we still have old wineskin, old cloth, we are not ready to accept Jesus like Pharisees, we say, why? So if we, in our prayer, we say why to God many times, that is the sign that we are not ready. Why God do this? Why God happened like this? Why God? I want to know the reasons. And Jesus said, why? Because I'm here. You got a new wineskin. Because I'm here. I'm right in front of you. I want to be your bride, bridegroom. I want to be your master. I want to be your Lord. Don't say like Pharisees. Don't ask me like Pharisees. Why and how? Just stand, got up and follow like Levi. Jesus will change. Not me, not we change ourselves. But Jesus changes dramatically. Pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you that Jesus is here, and Jesus, you wants to come into our lives, Lord. But Lord, please give us a new wineskin in our face, in our mind, Lord. Lord, we want to decide like Levi, Lord. We want to have a feast, not fast, because you, our bridegroom, is here, Lord. Jesus, change our meaning of our time. Change the meaning or change the law, what we have, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we accept you as our master, our Lord, in our lives, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Again, with all I am, for you, Lord, you hold my world in the palm of your hands,
and I am yours forever.
Jesus, I believe. I belong
to you.
You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe
in you.
Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing with all I am.
May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times.
Amen.
And everywhere.
Amen.
The Lord be with you all.
Amen.
Amen.
It was good to see you all today, and thank you all for coming. Please, if you have a few minutes, join us downstairs for some refreshments and some snacks. Make sure you say hello to Bob and Ginny and send them on their way. And please welcome our new, our first-time visitors, Tyler and Yudiko. God bless you. Have a good Sunday.
All to say, Lord, you take my breath away. Still my soul cries out, for you are holy.